It is 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
And you are about to hear 15 diabetic-friendly minutes being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
So what happened in today's show?
Dr. Diane Bruffett gives a definition for exactly what is pre-diabetes.
Is that pre-diabetic phase? That's when you want to get rid of it.
Dr. Aja Clark gives an overview of diabetes and how the Diabetes Center can help you.
I can go and listen to that.
But Beatrice Louise is not only concerned about your feet, but about your eating habits.
We're not eating the right food.
Listen to what she has to say about fast food. You will never eat a piece of fast food chicken again. All this and more in the next 15 healthy minutes you hear on VOB with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that can make your financial dreams a reality. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch? Stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
Morning, VOB peoples. This is Peter Boyce here, and this is the show where you hear all about the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, right behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. You know where that is. The place that is especially designed for diabetics and pre-diabetics. And you know, we are always talking about diabetics, as we should, but what we don't talk about so much is pre-diabetics. So, pre-diabetes, let us start off by focusing on that. Listen to this.
Hello, Maria Holder Diabetes Center Show. I have a question for Dr. Diane. My doctor tell me I'm pre-diabetic. Exactly what I mean. Is there anything I could do to stop from developing full-blown diabetes?
The term pre-diabetes means that the blood glucose or the blood sugars become raised, but they are not high enough to classify as diabetes. That in itself can be a little bit misleading because we now know that the damage related to blood sugars can actually start in a pre-diabetic phase. So it's really important for everybody, whether it's pre-diabetic or diabetic, to do everything that you can do to get your blood sugars basically to be normal. If you're pre-diabetic, to avoid becoming diabetic, if possible, you want to do things like lose some body weight if you have extra body fat, particularly around, you know, the center part of your abdomen, the center part of your body, through exercising. You want to look at your diet. You may need to cut back on some of your carbohydrate portions and some of your portions. You want to definitely reduce the amount of sugars and refined sugars that you're taking into your diet, for sure. That's something. So just cutting out a lot of those juices and sugar-sweetened beverages. Remember, I always say water is the best drink. I think just get the correct advice and work with somebody who can help you, you know, to reverse the diabetes. That's the best time to try to get rid of it. Is at that pre-diabetic phase. That's when you want to get rid of it. You don't want to go on to become diabetic and then worry about it then.
Thank you, Dr. Bruffett. There's a force over here. I noticed you don't speak to me no more, but I ain't going to hold that against you. Anyways, I want to be listening because Dr. D have been giving some good advice about dealing with pre-diabetes before it becomes diabetes. So try and make sure you go to the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and get your ice cream for diabetic retinopathy. Don't be puffing foolishness, you know you're not going blind. So make sure you call and make the appointment. Also, you can get vascular screening for your feet. You got bad circulation. They could give you a screening for that. And you can also make an appointment with nutritionist Victoria Cox or diabetes specialist Dr. Diane Bruffett. The number to call, guess how to write it down. 417-0305. That's the number. And when you see Dr. Braffett, I actually wish you don't speak to Alfonso no more. At this time, I go up in the floor to Dr. Asia Clark to talk about objectives of the Maria Hoyle Diabetes Center and the impact of diabetes. Here's Dr. Clark.
We know that diabetes significantly affects not only the individual that has it, but also their families, the community, and our health system, you know, at large. Definitely, I think one of the most important things is, number one, education. Education is a really strong tool that we have in our arsenal. And one of our main functions at the Diabetes Center is educating the population. A lot of persons, even if they've had diabetes for a prolonged period of time, still don't know much about their condition and their eyes are open, you know. We try to provide that education for them when they come to us. So number one, education. And number two is knowing. A lot of persons, you know, have a fear of the doctor or a fear of getting certain testing done. But we're trying to, you know, to get rid of those fears and really try to empower them that knowing is always better. We talk about knowing your numbers. So knowing whether you have diabetes or not, because it's always better to intervene early on. Knowing, you know, whether you're controlled or not, you're to target. And that really comes with continuous surveillance and working with your healthcare provider. And as I said already, it's not just the healthcare provider, it's an entire team that needs to work in tandem to give you the best care possible. And I think we've really had some really great initiatives, and the polyclinic program we have in tandem with the Ministry of Health is a testament to that, whereby patients can come, you go to your polyclinic, we see newly diagnosed diabetics, we see pre-diabetics, we see persons that are poorly controlled or difficult cases. They are seen at the polyclinic, they refer to us, and they come to us for a 6-month period. And during that time, they get, you know, the full complement of our services that I listed free of charge to them. And our aim is really to send them off, you know, into the world in a better space than where they were initially. So I think it's education and prevention are the greatest tools in our arsenal.
Thank you, Dr. Asia Clark, for telling us all about the strategies that the Maria Hoyle Diabetes Center is using to fight diabetes so that diabetics and pre-diabetics in this country don't have to worry about a thing, just like our Saturday song of the day. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers, Three Little Birds. Every little thing is going to be all right. All compliments, the Maria Hoyle Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
Don't worry about a thing.
Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds, fit by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true.
Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
One of our main functions at the Diabetes Center is educating the population.
Pure and true, saying, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry
our main functions at the Diabetes Center is educating the population.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
And right about now, it's English accent time on the Maria Holder Diabetes Center radio show. It's time for us to hear from podiatrist Louise Robinson. It's going to be simply marvelous. Remember, you can find Louise at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center fixing any foot issue that you might have because she is a world-class podiatrist. But Louise is not just concerned about your feet. She is also concerned about the fast food that you're eating.
Eat it too much.
So let's hear from Louise on fast food.
I want to talk to people about their eating habits. So instead of visiting the restaurants and going to the fast food places, just put your money in your wallet and just think, you know what? Let me just drive by just this once, just this Friday. You know, let's all eat healthy and let's go and put our money into our health rather into other things that we shouldn't be doing. That's what we need to be focusing on, our health, 100%. And the tobacco industry and drinking, the culture, but most definitely it's the fast food. We're not eating the right food, 100%. It's, you know, it's not cooked in the right way. It's not taken from the ground. So we don't know. And, you know, it's a culture. I'm not just talking about Barbados. I'm talking about the whole world. It's convenience. But that is, you know, that convenience costs. And that's why people say, oh, well, everything's expensive. And, you know, food. If you wrapped up and looked at your bill of your fast foods or bar of chocolate and drinking those fizzy drinks, if you added it up, you would be able to buy proper food, you know, fresh vegetables like we all used to, and just watch your portion sizes. You know, when you go to these fast chains, you know, if you've got to go, just keep it to a medium, but don't go large. Keep it under control. You know, it's easy to us. You know what? Let's go large and get extra this and extra that. It's not needed because after 20 minutes, you're probably full and the rest of it you're just eating is just eating it for eating's sake. And because, you know, you think you spent so much in it, you've got to finish it. Just stop it once a month and just put your money aside and just take a step back and look after yourself. If you want to live long, we need to change what's going on. Stop the fast food.
We now welcome a patient of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, Mr. Paul Edwards.
Patient of Maria Holder Diabetic Center for probably about 6-7 years now. To cut a long story short, I couldn't have done without them. You actually know, we all went through tough times during COVID, but even when, you know, the going was tough, Diane helped us with some, you know, medicines and made sure that we all got, you know, what we needed to keep going and, you know, to control our diabetes. This facility is top notch. But the long and short of it is, you know, Barbados for many, many years has been known, and sadly, I'm sure that this reputation is getting a lot better. It's always been known as the amputation capital of the world, which is really sad. But with the help of, you know, everybody that works at the Diabetic Center, I think we've kind of moved a little bit forward from that now, because you can get help. I would advise anybody in Barbados who is looking, who just thinks they may be a diabetic, to go to the Diabetic Center. I have nothing but high praise for it.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.